You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the weekend edition of the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. Today's podcast features all the best segments from this week's slate of Undisputed. With in-depth interviews and discussions, we have a lot to talk about heading into next week. Skip, Shannon, let's get to it.
You got your bling bling, you dripping out there, got Skip on.
They call me Drip Bayless.
They know what they call you? Yeah. Oh, that's what they call you, that Drip.
Yeah, that's what they call me on Twitter. I don't know.
You Drip Bayless now.
I don't follow anybody.
Oh, so I guess now you want Lil Weezy to get you with the guy Drip Bayless on there.
He just texted me that we look good.
Yeah.
Thanks to him.
So
thanks,
you want
Dwayne.
Do you want another chain with Drip on it? Instead of Skip, you want to say Drip.
This is all I need.
Okay.
I'm good.
You may remember that moment from a couple of weeks ago, the origination of Drip Bayless, which took over the internet for the entire weekend and took Skip Street Cred to new levels. Are you filming this right? Joining us now live in studio with a little surprise, the one and only Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, and you just don't stop because you just don't quit. Don't stop, don't quit, get a grip. Big Snoop Dogg coming through with the drip. Skip Bayless, Shannon don't understand it. Let me drop it, don't pop it and stop it, cause you know what got the topic to talk about, no doubt. Hitting you with the drip, Snoop Dogg's in the house.
Oh. Wow, well done.
Lovely. Thank you.
Lovely.
That was amazing.
Oh. You did.
Thank you. What are these?
Look at this.
Drip Bayless, baby.
Look at this.
Got you some shirts.
Unbelievable.
Drip. Yeah, we're going mass production on those right now.
You know what? I think I should just walk off this set and call it a day because I have reached the pinnacle. I have been immortalized by the immortal one, Snoop.
You earned that, Skip.
Thank you.
Drip,
thank
me,
you.
I'm
honored beyond honored. And it all started thanks to our man Lil Wayne because he gave us all these. I only wear mine on Friday.
That's cold.
But you got one, and you got one.
I wear mine every day. Old Drill Bayless, look at
I'm done. I have arrived.
Okay, thank you for that lovely performance.
Now
Skip is going to be feeling real confident. Should we get to the game last night?
Yeah, how
about it? Obviously, we've got to talk about your guys. The Steelers entered last night with no Big Ben and no wins on the season. That quickly changed against the division rival Cincinnati Bengals. The Steelers took a 7-3 lead in the second quarter and didn't look back. The defense sacked Andy Dalton 8 times, and the Steelers went on to win 27-3. Mm. So, Snoop, how much hope did last night give you with your Steelers?
That was a 40-ounce of hope.
It was.
There, baby.
I agree.
And I'm going to tell you, my defense looked it amazing last night. I know it was the Bengals. You know, hey, it ain't my fault. They looked good out there. They was flying around, making plays. I mean, they was active, and I love that. And I like the offense, too. I like the way Mason Rudolph was moving around. I like the way that we put in the wildcat and just threw you off a little bit to give you something to think about by having our backs be elusive and, you know, giving you a little bit more than the usual.
Mm. I've been trying to tell this man, Devin Bush is a blue blood stud.
He's a monster.
Stole him in the first round. His daddy played with Derrick Brooks at Florida State, and he's a great kid, and he's going to be a great football player. You could see what
was
happening.
He got a lot of motor.
He's got a lot of motor and a lot of impact with that motor.
I mean, you proud of that last night. You saw what Cincinnati put on.
But I said it earlier. You heard what I said. It ain't my fault. I can't coach my team and your team.
But moving forward,
right?
How do you feel about the Steelers moving forward?
I think the game versus the Ravens is going to really show us what we're about.
This Sunday.
And I'm glad that it's happening right now.
Yep.
Because it's the bounce back. If we really want it, we got to go take it right now. They just lost, we just won. So we both at a, like, at a standstill right now. But I think we're going to come through.
What did you see from Mason Rudolph? Because I will say this. I saw him throw 16 balls to his two backs, and they caught all 16 of them. And that was kind of the whole offense.
I like the way he's, like, they working him into it.
Yeah.
You know, he could throw that thing down the field.
He can.
But they was like, you know what, they expecting that. Let's take what they give us. Let's move the ball up the field. Let's get some points, and let's get us a victory. The most important thing is getting a victory right now because we can't be 0-4. That's Owen Wilson, Jesse Owens, 0-1, 0-2. We can't be 0-4.
That's good.
But you, at some point in time, you're going to have to get Juju involved.
Got to.
And Juju is finding out what it's like to be the number one, the guy that everybody builds their defense to try and stop.
Right. Mm. I think he'll adjust because Juju's a great kid. His spirit is right.
Right.
And by the way, you helped raise him as a football player.
You know, definitely. Well. With credit to his mother and his family and the great coaches. But like I say, he's a great kid. His spirit is right. Your spirit has to be right if you're on a football team, first and foremost, because you could be replaced at any time.
Right.
And when you see somebody making plays, you're
supposed to be happy for him.
Exactly. And I seen that when the guy didn't make a play, he went over there and talked to him. He got him right. But when he did make a play, he went over there and celebrated with him. Like, that's a spirited move right there. He's not jealous and he's not envious. It's a team sport.
How old was he when you got him first to coach him?
Man, he started in my league when he was about 9, 10 years old. We took him to Miami to a game, and he wasn't even a star. It was another kid that was a star, but he showed up that game, and we knew he had something. He had something.
John Ross was also in your league.
John Ross was a bad. Now, he was a monster. He was fun to coach.
Always that fast?
Always the fastest. They used to check his birth certificate.
I mean, for real.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, man, that kid is not 10 years old. Yes, he is.
So how much have you missed Antonio Brown? In that offense?
I'm not going to lie. I miss them big plays. I really do, because A.B. could get it. He could get it. But at the same time, I want A.B. to get some help. And I'm going to say that because I mean it. I want A.B. to get some mental help, to get him some real help to go see somebody, just because I feel like he need that. And ain't nothing wrong with it. We in the black community sometimes feel like getting help is a bad thing. But I think it's a good thing, and I think that he's the perfect example. And if you look at Brandon Marshall, somebody who had mental issues, and how he cleaned his thing up, and how strong he looks talking on television. Like, it can happen. And I just want to see that happen for AB, because I'm a friend of AB, and I want to see him get his mind back right before he get his football skills back.
Have you been able to offer that advice to him?
Hopefully he's watching right now.
No, hopefully he is. Shannon has also suggested.
Yeah, it's just, the thing is, Snoop, and you can attest to this, when you get guys and guys surround themselves with people tell them that everything they do is right, that nothing they do is wrong, it's hard for them to hear anything else, because when they're on your payroll, if I were to tell you, Snoop, you wrong,
I'm gonna stop paying you.
Exactly. I can't have that.
Now your job is in jeopardy with your emotions on telling me the truth.
Right.
And those are yes men.
Right. Mm.
So what you want to do is surround yourself with people that are better than you. That's what I was told. Like, I want to be the dumbest. I want to be the weakest whenever I'm around 10 people. Because if I am, oh, my God, it's going to be a great ending, because there's people around me that's better than me. I don't want to be the best in every situation that I'm in. Yeah, I want to be the best wide receiver, but outside of football, I need the best people in my life to make sure that I'm living my best life.
Right. Mm. So Ben Roethlisberger says he wants to come back next year and come back strong. And what do you expect? How much would he have left in that tank?
I mean, I look at Tom Brady. I look at Breeze, Rivers, Manning. I look at a lot of guys that's old. Some guys age differently. Some guys age like fine wine. Mm. Ben took a lot of hits.
A lot of hits.
And that line, I don't know if the line can hold him up the way he used to be moving around taking those hits, but the way Mason Rudolph is moving around, Randolph is moving around. Mm-hmm. What's his last name?
Rudolph.
I got a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Yeah. The way he moving around is a little bit different. It reminds you of how Ben used to be.
True.
Right.
And the game is speeding up. Them dudes on the other side is a little bit faster now. They they fast as us on this side
now. Pittsburgh said he's a little bit cheaper.
Mm. Oh, he is?
Rudolph, at the end of the day, it's about cost. It's about production and cost.
Oh, we ain't paying nobody.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Ben gonna find out the hard truth about the Steelers organization. When it's time to get that money, we don't pay nobody.
This was a critical year for Mike Tomlin. We're both big fans of his.
Yeah. But
the defense has suffered over the last 4 or 5 years and not been up to his standards. And he is the overseer of that defense. Do you see?
Isn't that on the line? Yeah. We can't even front. Yeah. I mean, it's just the elephant in the room. His neck is on the line. But he knows that because he's a great coach. He knows what's before him. But you can only do so much. You got to have your staff and then the players. Mm. To me, some of the staffing wasn't right. Like, he made bad decisions on picking OCs, DCs. Like, come on, man. Like, and you can see the play calling when you get into the crucial situations. Like, what I love about football is I love how Belichick's defense ain't playing no games and how the Chiefs' offensive coordinator ain't playing no games. Mm. That intensity has to be in your spirit of your coaching. Mm. I need to get points when I got the ball. I need to stop people when we on defense. If your defensive coordinator ain't pushing that spirit, your players don't play like that. Mm.
So speaking of Belichick, what are you seeing from Tom Brady so far this year?
He can do it again because he got help. And he's smart. He's a genius. Like, he knows that this is the game where we don't run. This is the game where we must pass. This is the game where we have to run. This is the game where I must involve my backs. This is the game where I got to involve the speedy guy, the smart. He's a genius. And I'm watching him on Instagram after the games. He on Instagram now. Oh, we 3-0 now. And
yeah, you see that? You see that? Talk to him, Snoop.
Oh, Tom got swag now.
Uh-huh.
Don't get
it. Skip.
Please, believe it. He is a different monster
now.
Has
he earned a little swag?
No. You say you don't want your athletes on Instagram. That's what you
tell me. Oh, he's on there after every game.
After the game.
High definition.
I know.
His ain't regular. He ain't got no regular phone. His phone got, like, high definition.
Yeah, he got a real camera.
Edited.
He can be a little lame, a little cliche.
Yeah.
A little corny.
Yeah,
a little corny. I'm okay with it.
Ain't nothing corny about them championship rings.
Exactly.
That's correct.
Man, that trumps everything.
Yep.
But you see, Coach Belichick, I've always felt that Coach Belichick didn't get the credit he deserves because his defenses,
man,
end up being outstanding. They keep, you know, all them yards, you don't win games with yards, you win games with points.
Right.
And when that rubber needs to meet the road, more times than not in crucial situations, his defense is going to keep you out of the end zone. If they need to keep you out of the end zone, you're going to get kept out of the end zone. Mm. If they need to keep you out of field goal range, you get kept out of the field goal range.
Look what happened with Buffalo. They was in the red zone. In the red zone, finna take the lead or something, and all of a sudden they just start going backwards. I'm like, uh-oh. Mm-hmm. The curse of Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
They just be in the right positions. Mm-hmm. Like, they in the DBs getting picks here and there. And like,
we could have took them to overtime if we were playing quarterback in Buffalo.
Right. Mm. Real talk.
Because
there's also some real talk that Belichick's defense gave up 41 in the Super Bowl to Nick Foles. To Nick Foles.
They was different, though. The Eagles was different. They had Alshon Jeffries.
Yeah, they did.
And yeah. But then they had Blunt, too. Wasn't Blunt on their team?
Yeah, Blunt.
Yeah, they
Blunt and a Jack. But don't let him fool you. See, he take an isolated situation.
Oh, one game?
He take one game.
The game?
But what about the Rams that scored 3 points?
Yeah, what happened to that high-powered offense? Right.
Yeah, well, then,
maybe that's
Jared Goff. I was expecting way more than that.
Yeah. when he shut out in the Super Bowl, the Falcons didn't score a point in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
The Legion of Boom didn't score a point in the fourth quarter. Mm. Or the Jags only scored 3 points in the fourth quarter. Mm. See, he won't mention that. Mm. But he just want to talk about the one time or the first Super Bowl they won. The Rams with the MVP.
All time.
I'm going to give you something better than that. Since I've been a Steeler fan, I don't think we ever beat Belichick. And I'm being honest with you. I'm talking about it's been games where I
didn't. Definitely not the playoff you had.
No, definitely not that. I'm just saying in general, like, if we do win and he's injured or this happened, we just don't know how to beat him.
Okay, give me just a quick thought on my Dallas Cowboys. Make me feel a little better about what I saw Sunday night.
Don't make him feel better.
I don't know how y'all lost without Breeze being there first.
Yeah!
I lost money on y'all.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. I went with y'all, and I don't normally bet, but I was a bet man that night. And it just shocked me that,
thank you for your
that
support.
Zeke couldn't get off.
He couldn't get off.
Dak, the receivers,
and
I don't.
And you know if Zeke can't get off, Dak can't get off. You know that, Snoop. Mm.
That can't
you
be.
You need to get off that.
Yeah.
It gotta be, if I don't, I will. It gotta be complimentary. That's what it has to be.
Mm-hmm. Next question.
I feel like my next question, Snoop, you're the busiest guy in the business. Can you tell us about your new show, NFL The Grind?
Oh, NFL The Grind, I did a show with the NFL people just to get some conversations going with some of the athletes because I got a great relationship with them, and it's things that we talk about that are other than football. They're off-field, you know, things that they like to do, nonprofit, and things that they want to do as far as giving back to the community, because a lot of times you don't really see these players without their helmets off, and you just see them on the field, and you just get one, you know,
glimpse
exactly what they are. You don't know what they're really about. So I was able to do a show where I could get in there and see what this person is about, how he gets down, how he prepares for the game, what he does different before the game, after the game, it's just a beautiful show where me and the athletes can get a chance to, you know, incite with each other.
Mm, very cool.
You are so busy. Love I don't know how you have time to do it all.
I love football. I really want a job like this, but nobody will hire me.
You're welcome anytime. No mercy. ESPN released their NBA power rankings heading into the upcoming season. I'm excited, guys. Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and the new look Clippers claimed the top spot, followed by the Bucks and 76ers. LeBron and the Lakers came in at number 4 with the addition of Anthony Davis. And the Rockets rounded out the top 5. So, Shannon, you got a problem with these rankings?
Yeah, I do. Mm. I got a problem with it. Hmm. Because I'm tired of people underestimating and doubting LeBron. Hmm. He's given you no reason in 16 years.
It's been happening for like 4 months.
It's been happening for like 16 years. Hmm. Led by the biggest LeBron James hater in all the world. Hmm. You.
Biggest truth teller.
Yeah, you're no truth teller. Hmm. I'm tired of this. Hmm. Everybody keep... Look, Skip, the Bucks, I get it. Giannis, they're the only team to win 60 games. Giannis was the MVP. Okay, is Kyle Korver going to start shooting the shots now? So until then... Talk to me then. Mm. Okay, the Sixers. Or Ben Simmons, he's been working on his outside shot. I follow him on, I watch him, follow him, see him making some threes. Okay, we'll see if he can do that in the game.
I agree.
Joel Embiid, the best big man, true, a 5. Could put it on the floor, play with his back to the basket, shoot the 3.
Block the shot.
Block shots.
Yep.
Hold on. Missed 15 games every year. Something always wrong with his knee. Mm-hmm. Something always wrong with his feet.
Yep.
And only babies have more stomach issues than Joel Embiid.
True.
Okay. Now let's come to the team that's ranked number 1, the Clippers. You know, Paul George did have both shoulders operated on.
Yep. And he will not be there on opening night
until a minute. They say November. Yep. They're targeting November. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
It's not like Paul George is like Paul George always gets hurt too. Mm. They're making it seem like Kawhi is Iron Man. Like he AC Green. Like he got 1,000 games under his belt without missing. Did they see last year? Well, you know, last year was game management. Okay, what about the year before? Okay, I get that. He was injured. I believe he was injured. He had quadricep tendinosis. Okay. But what about those years before that? When he's missing 5 games, 8 games, 14 games. They make it seem like he's Iron Man, like he doesn't miss any games. Really? Mm. Well, we don't know how AD and LeBron going to play together. Well, how long have Paul George and Kawhi been playing together?
Mm. They're soulmates from Southern
California. They ain't no soulmates. Get out of here. Believe in no soulmate. Oh, that's my soulmate. We were meant to be. People kill me with that. Oh, we were meant to be. No, you weren't.
You don't believe that?
No.
Well, that's just because maybe you don't have a soulmate.
I do got a soulmate.
Yeah. You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
That's all you need?
But let's give this. Okay. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Look. I know what LeBron has been in the lab. He's put the time in. Mm. AD has put the time in. Obviously, all these teams, with the exception of the Sixers and the Bucks, they pretty much bring everybody intact. The Sixers bring everybody intact. But the guy that made the shots down the stretch when they needed a big bucket is now, for the Sixers, is now in Miami. Mm. It was Jimmy Buckets. That's who they put the ball in his hands late in the ball game. Mm. It wasn't Joel Embiid. It wasn't Ben Simmons. Mm. It wasn't Tobias Harris. Mm. It was Jimmy Buckets. Well, he's in Miami now. Mm. And we've seen Giannis. We've seen Giannis in the big games.
Agreed.
In the big
game. No, we haven't seen
him. You're right. We haven't seen him. Yeah. What we've seen is that when you pull up a moat with alligators and snakes, oh, my bad. Mm. When you pull up a wall around, when you don't let him get to the basket, Skip, and make him shoot the ball from outside, we see what Giannis looks like.
We did.
At the end of the day, you know what? I'm going to have this kind of energy. The energy, the passion that I have right now, in the middle, about second week of June, I'm going to have that kind of energy. Mm. I'm going to have it. I'm going to be over here.
I think the Clippers are going to have that energy
in
the second week of
June. No, they won't. I bet they won't have it on October 22nd. Mm. I bet they won't have it then. Mm. I bet that.
By the way, LeBron has not spent the offseason in the lab. He's spent it on a sound stage.
In a lab.
Yeah. Or maybe in the edit bay, editing the...
I know a guy that shot a movie, had a court set up on the lot, and they won the championship the year after he shot the movie.
Mm. And he was in the middle of his prime, and LeBron is in year 17
prime.
With the equivalent of 100,000 miles on his body. That's what he has.
We're a good car.
Yeah, you are a good car. You might be the greatest car ever on durability, but it's still a human car. right?
Yeah. No.
We saw human last year. We saw mortality last year. So, we saw pulled groin.
So you automatically assuming, and everybody is automatically assuming just like you.
Yep.
Well, he got hurt in year 16, he's going to be a year older, so he's going to get hurt in year 17. Mm-mm, that's not it.
Tom Brady, calf issue.
Ain't nobody talking about no Tom Brady.
Calf issue. Mortal. Just mortal.
No.
I want to
hear that. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear nothing about no Tom Brady. No. Don't talk about no calf while you're playing bad.
Mm. Okay.
Try to make excuses.
My turn. I do agree with your premise that Milwaukee, Philly at 2-3, I'm not buying in.
Mm-mm.
I loved Philly last year, but, man, when you take Jimmy Buckets away and you take J.J. Redick, who made a lot of big threes
exactly.
for that team, a lot of clutch ones, you take them both away, and now you're the third best team and you're better than AD, LeBron. You're not. I'm sorry. This is the first year I've ever said this. There should be two power rankings each week, one for the Eastern Conference and one for the Western Conference, because I'm pretty sure the best team is going to come out of the West this year, mm-hmm. unless you make the case to me that the Western Conference playoffs are such bloodbaths, quote unquote,
and
that
they
just
be.
Beat the hell out of each other, and whoever the last men standing, have to go face whoever cakewalks through the Eastern playoff, mm-hmm. right? That maybe the East would have an advantage just on
Skip, it's two teams
pressure.
In the East. Yeah. It's Milwaukee and Philly.
Okay, I got it.
The Nets are not at foot. Now, if Nets had KD, we'd be having a different argument.
Okay, so I got you on that. I am going to defend the Clippers just because defensively, if Paul George does get healthy, if you put those two wings out on the front line at half court and you put PG over here and you put number two over here and you put that little bulldog Patrick Beverley in the middle, that's some hellacious defense.
Mm.
And, again, Big Zoo that you loved as a Laker.
I did.
He's your rim protector. And Landry Shamet can shoot it. And all of a sudden, you got Montrez and Sweet Lou coming off the bench. It's just a really good basketball team with a really good coach.
They got it. But hold on, Skip. Doesn't Paul George and Kawhi play the same position?
Yeah.
So who's going to play the four? So that means one of them got to guard AD. Now, which one going to guard AD? Because that's why we're going to play through AD. So, Kawhi, you two-time defensive player of the year.
I think number two would have to bear that burden.
Wow. I bet you AD put up 35 and 15 on him.
Huh.
And Paul George already knows what LeBron gives him. He already knows this. East, West, North, South, Midwest, it does not matter.
Once upon a time.
Still will.
Skip,
do you remember what happened in OKC?
Mm.
Did you ever come on now? When LeBron went to Cleveland, gave it to him in Indiana. He went to Miami, gave it to him in Indiana. He goes back to Cleveland, gives it to him.
Mm.
It doesn't matter where Paul George is at.
Okay. I still say defensive mindset. That team already had a culture based on defense. And when you ramp up that defense with two studs on defense, and LeBron clearly over the last two seasons has demonstrated no defensive mentality, where he's becoming somewhat of a liability.
No,
somewhat.
No, Skip.
He's not going to tone set on defense the way he did.
Well, the thing that's going to be different this year is that he's not going to have to shoulder the offensive load that he's had to carry for the last 16 years.
Mm.
Now he has a guy that he knows wakes up every morning. He's 25 and 12 walking.
Mm.
We know that.
We knew it in New Orleans. We don't know it in L.A.
We know it.
Big stage. Hollywood. LeBron's great on the Hollywood stage. I don't know about Anthony.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because now, just because you said that, now it's about to be 27 and a half and 13.
Because
you're bumping him. Because you're bumping your gum. You're talking about he ain't made for this stage.
Well, LeBron's been bumping his about, we got to play through AD.
We wouldn't have
gotten him unless we played through
That's
him.
What we got to do.
It's classic LeBron media manipulation, because he's basically saying, expect me to do very much. Put all the pressure on his
shoulders.
There
you go. See, there you go.
Yeah, all the pressure's on. And that poor Anthony Davis has no idea what he just got into, because if it does teeter a little bit, LeBron will pull his media.
And why they got both Westbrook and Harden up there?
Wait a second. LeBron's going to pull his media cronies aside and say, I thought he was better than this.
I thought we could play through him. You always try to do that. Mm-hmm. You always try to sow seeds of discontent.
I'm ahead of the curve.
No, you ain't ahead of no curve.
Yep.
You are the curve.
So here's the curve that LeBron is facing. I'm going to make a case to you that this season is LeBron's highest degree of difficulty in his entire career. You know why?
Why?
No longer cakewalking through the East, and we just talked about what's left of the in the East, and it's nothing. If LeBron were in the East, game's over. Still, even in 17th season. But look, speaking of that, those two guys over on the right side, look at what's right behind LeBron in the power rankings. This is what you're going to have to contend with this year. 5 Rockets, 6 Nuggets, 7 Jazz, 8 Warriors. Don't write them off. Dismiss them. 10 Blazers, 13 Spurs. DeJounte Murray's back. Do not write them off. They will be a factor. My point is, LeBron and AD are going to have to deal with this on almost a nightly basis.
Yeah.
Because you have to play the West more than you play the East.
Yeah, they got to deal.
Am I right?
Skip, they got to deal with us.
Okay, but that 6 of the next 9 are Western Conference, dare I say, powers, because they're all loaded. They're all really good.
They got
to
deal with us.
They do, but you have to deal with them.
We don't matter.
This is a first. This is as level a playing field in the West as you will ever see, because they all have chances to make big runs. And then you get all the way to 15 Mavericks and 16 Pelicans. Do you think the Pelicans are going to be a pushover?
Yep.
Do you think they're going to be a patsy this year?
Skip,
I don't.
Skip. When I look at the Lakers, LeBron and AD, that's Mount Everest. Mm. To Mount Everest, everything is a valley. Mount Kilimanjaro, Pike Peaks, the Andes.
Okay.
There are valleys compared.
Well, speaking of Pike's Peak, look at Dallas with Porzingis and Doncic. What do you think people... Listen, that's serious business. They're ranked 15th in this.
We're Everest.
Yeah.
We're Everest.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to scale Everest.
Hmm.
That's what we are.
Everest is old.
It's been there. Everest
is really old.
Everybody want to scale it.
It just sits there. See, Everest doesn't have to move.
Yeah.
LeBron has to move.
Do you know how many do you know how many bodies we've claimed?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do this year in the West.
But
we claiming bodies.
Everest doesn't have to move. It just sits there and people fall off it.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what's going
to
happen?
You got to come to Staples.
Huh.
You got to come to see us.
And you got to go to Dallas we take our show and New Orleans. And
really? Take the show on
San
the road.
San Antonio?
We take our show on the road.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
We take our show on the road.
Boy, this is tough. Highest degree of difficulty in his career is right here, right now.
Skip.
West is loaded.
Skip. Here's the thing. You know, the thing is, when you're Simone Biles, there is no difficulty.
Mm.
When you're the greatest of all time, there is no difficulty. You just do what you do.
Do it.
You do what you do, and knowing that nobody else can do what you do. Nobody in the history of gymnastics can do what you do. In the history
but nobody guards Simone Biles.
But
she just gets to do what she does. No one can do it better.
Point is, when you LeBron James, you just do what you do.
Mm.
Can't nobody play and do what you do.
You make movies.
That's right. I like the Everest analogy, guys. I thought that was really,
worked
for you guys today. Simone Biles, she's gotta go against, you know, like the mental side of something there.
See, like all I gotta do, if I bring my B game, nobody's A plus game can touch my B game. That's how dominant she is.
No mercy. Tyreek Hill returned to practice for the first time since injuring his collarbone week 1. Hill was 4th last season in both receiving yards and touchdowns. And Patrick Mahomes thinks that with Hill's return, the 4-0 Chiefs will be even better. Take a listen.
He's a guy that defenses have to game plan for. Defenses have to account for him with maybe 1 or 2 guys to try to figure out a way to stop him, which helps everybody else out. And so having him back and when he gets back, I mean, we'll be able to utilize him and these other guys to really expand our offense, take it to another level.
Shannon, is there another level to the Chiefs' offense in your mind?
Yes, I believe it. I believe there is. The thing that separates Tyreek from these other guys that can run, Mecole Hardman can fly. Marcus Robinson can run. But they're young. But Tyreek is a complete receiver. He's turned himself over the first couple of years of his career from just being a gadget guy, just a speed guy. He's a true wide receiver. He can run the route tree now. He can run the outs. He can run the comeback. He can run the digs. Gets his hand. Gets a step. He's out of here. What his injury has allowed the Chiefs to do is to get Hardman and to get Robinson's reps. So can you imagine they go 5 wide. They tried out Sammy Watkins, Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman, Robinson, and Travis Kelce. Good luck.
Hmm.
Good luck.
Hmm.
Special.
Another level.
Another level.
Hmm.
And then you got...
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You got my homeboy controlling that thing.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hmm. Grandmaster. He a wizard already, only in his third year, doing things that he shouldn't be doing right now. Doing big boy stuff.
I would agree with that.
Doing big boy stuff.
A lot of big boy stuff.
There you go. You upset. Uh-huh. You upset because you've never seen anything like this before. Uh-huh. You've never seen someone that's able to command and do things. Skip, he can make every throw, be it the 5-yard throw or the 65-yard throw. And Andy, he's in the perfect offense. He has the perfect weapons surrounding him. Yes, this offense can go to another level. Now, the run game, we don't need to rush for 100. We don't need the Cowboys running game. But if you can just give them a little running game just to keep the defense somewhat honest so they just don't drop 8 guys all the time, they're in a heap of trouble. The NFL's in a heap of trouble.
So I don't get this. Another level? Are they going to play on the moon? What are they going to do? Is this Ad Astro?
I mean, what are they doing? I don't get it. What's next? You talk about 60 touchdowns and about 6,000 yards.
Really? Why don't they just go to the moon and just play on the moon with no
gravity? It seemed like it. Yeah. It seemed like it probably averaged about 40 a game. Could I interest you in that, Skip Bayless? 40 points a game, 60 touchdowns, 6,000 yards.
Could I interest you in Odell syndrome? Or maybe it could be AB syndrome. We're about to talk about AB in our next block on this show. But at some point, you're going to have too many weapons with too big of egos.
They're too young.
Those young guys don't know any better. I don't think Tyreek is too young to have an ego for this. And all of a sudden, you're going to try to blend him back in with Kelce, who has 24 catches and a touchdown so far. Sammy came back alive. He's got 23 catches and 3 touchdowns. Somebody's going to have to suffer there.
Yeah.
And then we get to DeMarcus Robinson, who's had a little coming out party this year. And I don't know how big his ego is, but he has 14 catches and 3 touchdowns. Every time I look up, he number 11's catching another one.
Yeah.
Right? And Mecole, I don't know anything about him, but he's pretty high
pick, rookie,
second round. But again, he's had some success, 8 catches, 2 touchdowns. Well, will they let him play with 2 footballs? Because he could throw one left-handed, one right-handed.
We've seen him throw it left-handed, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Oh, yes.
So maybe the league will mandate that he gets 2 at once. Mm-mm. And if he has 2 at once, you got me on this because everybody will stay happy.
Who you going to guard, Skip?
Okay, well, the question is, who are you going to throw it to, my homeboy? Because at some point, somebody's going to be unhappy here. Just book it. It's life in the National Football League. It's also life in 2019. Somebody will get unhappy. And some quarterback I know is going to go Baker Mayfield because Baker just finally was starting to crumble under the onslaught of, I got to keep Odell happy and Jarvis happy, and yet he had Njoku for a while. How can I distribute?
But see, the difference is that you got Freddie K, a first-year coach, and you got Big Red, Andy Reid, who's been at this thing for a while. So he understands it. But let me tell you how this thing goes, Skip. See, in my business, I got my restaurant. Come to my restaurant, Skip. First come, first serve. First one get open, that's who gets the ball.
Really?
Yep.
You don't take reservations?
Nope. No. First one get open, first one gets the ball. You want it, get open.
Somebody's going to be unhappy.
Skip.
You got too many weapons. Too much of a good thing.
We understand. Look at what happened in Jacksonville. Sammy Watkins went haywire.
Yep.
And then the next couple of games, everybody wanted to double Sammy Watkins. And then Hardman and Robinson goes haywire. At some point in time, you got to start taking those receivers away. And then Kelce, Killer Trav going to get loose. What you going to do, Skip?
What you going to do with LeSean? I know LeSean a little bit, been around him quite a bit and love him, but he's got an ego, and he likes
Shady to catch happy. It. Shady got a chance to get that bowl.
He's already caught 9 balls.
Yeah, Shady happy to get that. Shady about to get a bowl. Shady's like, hey.
Really?
I'm going to do my – I done led the league in rushing. I done been an all-pro. Okay. I've been the Pro Bowl. The only thing left is get that ring because it don't mean a thing if you ain't got that ring. Do-wop, 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 do-wop.
Well, Damian Williams out of the University of Oklahoma, he's got a pretty big ego.
He ain't got no ego. You see what you trying to sow? You see what he's doing? He's trying to sow seeds of discontentment in our team. Skip, I see through you.
Damian can run it and he can catch it. He's caught 9 balls.
Yeah,
There's only one. And you only get like 75 plays in a game.
And that's all we need.
Really?
You better not give us 75 plays. You better hope we get 55.
Okay.
Because we get 75 plays, we're going to hang 50 on you.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah. And then my homeboy, Skip. You play, hey.
From Tyler, Texas.
Yeah, that's my homeboy. Hey, he don't need much.
Neighbors.
That's just down the road from Glenview.
Glenville. Don't worry about it. But you saw what he did the second. You don't need a whole lot of time because you saw what he did in the AFC Championship game. They had him stifled, bottled up, 7 points in the first half.
Yep.
Fourth quarter, what did he do, Skip Bayless? Second half, he threw for 230, 24 points in the fourth quarter alone. Hmm. That's what he's capable of.
Blueprint is out, as Coach Mangini told us yesterday. Belichick drew up the blueprint. This is how you at least slow him down. And Matt Patricia used that blueprint last Sunday in Detroit, and he really slowed him down.
Yeah, they slowed him down. He got 31. He got 33 points and 315 yards. He slowed him down. Mm. Coach Belichick slowed him down. He got 40 points.
Mm. No, that was in the regular
season. And what did he have in the playoff game? Because he lost, what, 31? He lost 31-37. Because he scored in overtime. He scored a touchdown, 31-37. Mm-hmm. So, Skip, here's the thing about blueprint. People follow blueprints.
Yeah.
If your house ugly, nobody wants that blueprint.
Yeah.
My homeboy got 7 touchdowns, 2 picks, and almost 324 yards a game passing. Ain't nobody following that blueprint. Follow it if you want to.
This league doesn't love hot dogs.
He ain't hot dogging.
This league catches up with hot dogs.
He ain't hot dogging, Skip.
Left-handed, no look, behind the back.
Oh, he looking
talking at the referee.
No, he wasn't talking to him. He like, did you? Because he said, what did he say, Skip? He said, I wasn't going to do all this running if he had thrown the flag. I was just going to go ahead and take a knee.
Double
he
training.
Said, once I see him throw no flag, I put them burners on him. Picked up me 23, stepped out of bounds, come on back. That's what he did, Skip.
I was watching, and I know how this league operates, and I know how egos operate, and you're in for a rougher ride down the stretch.
Do what you can. Yeah. You can't stop us. We're going to do what we do, Skip Bayless.
Mm. The seeds are planted, not by me.
Just what seeds? Who planted them?
Yeah.
Who planted seeds? Well, what y'all planting seeds for, Skip?
Tyreek is back.
He ain't back yet. Mm. That ain't what Big Red said. Mm. Andy ain't say nothing about that. Mm. All he said, my homeboy said... When he comes back, he takes this offense. He didn't say he is back. When he comes back. Skip, you're an English major. You know all about this. Tense. Comes back. Is back.
I actually majored in NFL.
That's
what you mean? Vanderbilt offers that.
Yeah, because we're a pipeline.
Y'all ain't no pipeline of nothing. Y'all ain't no pipeline of nothing.
That NFL major. Good to know. I do appreciate your passion, Shannon, for that team. You're always just ready to go with the Chiefs.
It's all he's
good
got.
Good to hear.
No, I got the Eagles.
Oh, another team as well. No mercy. Raiders linebacker Vontaze Burfict has been suspended for the rest of the season. Burfict was ejected yesterday after a helmet-to-helmet hit. Burfict has been suspended for 6 previous games for illegal hits, and he will appeal this suspension. So, Shannon, what is your reaction to this breaking news?
Hell, what took you so long? Skip, he's a repeat offender.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really know anywhere else to get around it. We saw him got suspended in 2017, 4 games for Anthony Sherman. I think it was appealed down to 3 games. Mm-hmm. 2016, we saw the hit in the playoff game against Antonio Brown.
Ooh.
It got appealed at some point in time. Now, we've seen countless twisting guys' ankle in the pounds, poking guys in the eye. We've seen number over and over again and again. They warn him and warn him. They fine him 3 game checks, 4 game checks, and it's never enough.
Mm.
Just remove him from the game.
Yep.
That's it. Enough is enough. Just go, hey, you go be by yourself and you see how you like that.
Mm. How about suspend him for his career? Is that possible?
I wouldn't be opposed to that, Skip.
Wow.
So, remember, he came out of Arizona State, and he's a really talented player, but he went undrafted because his questionable character was so questionable.
Yes.
It was beyond questionable. Mm-hmm. And Marvin Lewis said, I can make a football player out of that guy because he will hit you.
Yes.
And he would hit you.
He can play.
He can play. His second year under Marvin, he made the Pro Bowl. And then what happened? One bad thing after another. Adding up to $4.2 million
in fines.
He has forfeited $4.2 million in fines.
But you know.
And did he learn his lesson?
No, you know why, Skip? Because he's made $32
million. Yeah.
So even though he's lost $4 million, he's made $32.
That's a good
Skip,
point.
It's like a guy, it's like a steroids. If I make $300 million in baseball, you pop me for steroids, I miss a year and I lose $30 million. I still got $270. What have I lost?
Mm.
You got to remove him. You got to say, you know what? I'm done. You done
By the
here.
Way, he got popped for PEDs in 2018 for 4 games.
Skip, he going to mess around and seriously hurt someone.
Yep.
Then what?
Because what happened yesterday was completely
line. Come on, man.
I mean, it was just like, I want to hurt you.
He like you said, the other guy in New England, he didn't launch.
No.
He launched himself helmet first.
Mm.
Man, you're going to mess around and hurt somebody. Skip, you don't go out there intentionally trying to hurt somebody. Yeah. I believe he goes out there with the intent to hurt someone. No mercy.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed the Fair Pay to Play Act with LeBron on his HBO show Uninterrupted, The Shop. The bill will allow collegiate athletes in California to earn money from their likeness and image, but not directly from schools themselves. So, Snoop, how much impact will this have, in your opinion?
I think it'll have a lot of impact, and it's so overdue, and I'm so happy for people like LeBron James and his team for bringing this to attention, because the NCAA has been playing games for too many years. They've been robbing the kids, they've been cheating them, they've been selling their jerseys, they've been stealing their likeness and feeding them muscle milk and peanut butter sandwiches. And I know this for a fact, because I got 5-star kids that went to college programs, and this is what they was dealing with, and I would try to give them money to get food. Nah, coach, you can't. I don't want to be in violation. I try to get them clothes or shoes. Nah, coach, you can't, because I'm being in violation. I never understood why I couldn't do anything to help the kids out, and they mama's sitting at home struggling in a one-bedroom apartment, can't come to the games, can't barely see the games, can't even eat, and the kids' jerseys are selling like crazy. So this is a great step. I'm happy that California's the first one to do it, because I'm finna go spread the gospel. I'm finna go in and get some of this licensing endorsement deals with some of these kids. So all you kids that need to get your money right, holler at Coach Snoop so I can help you get paid. You understand what I'm saying? 2023, that is, though.
So you have kids at USC and UCLA, and you will advise them to do what?
I would advise them to, first of all, take up a business class.
Yep.
To understand what business is and finances, because now you're going to start making finances and then take on different classes and courses that can help you position yourself for endorsements, for sponsorship deals. You may become an agent, you never know, but it's things that you can take in school to better yourself, to prepare yourself for that, and now you'll be paid for it as opposed to them being paid off of you. Like when they sign a big deal with Nike, Adidas, the school gets hundreds and hundreds of millions. Athletes gets no money, but his jersey sells. May not have his name on the back, but you know who that jersey belongs to because that number is connected to this athlete. So he should be paid off of that.
You're right. It's long overdue. And I, look, I'm not trying. I would never minimize the value of an education because it's been proven.
Sure.
the people with college degrees make more than people without. But as an athlete, as a former athlete going, a 4-year education doesn't do my grandmother any good if she can't pay the phone bill or the light bill. I remember in my sophomore year calling home a collect call, and the operator collect call from Shannon to Mary Porter. Will you accept? My grandmother says no, because I can't pay this $50 phone bill I got now, and hung the phone up.
Yeah.
Well, what good is a 4-year education gonna do me if my grandma can't pay the bill? What good education we can't eat, Skip? That doesn't do me any good now.
No.
Okay, yeah, my name is not on the back of the jersey in Savannah State, that's a different situation, but we know who number 13 is at Alabama.
Right.
Tua might not be on the back. Tagovailoa might not be on the back of that jersey. But we know who number 13 is. The same thing in Oklahoma. We know what number, who number one represents, who
know.
It is.
Yep. Yep.
So give them an opportunity, the image and likeness, where you will get a great education. But what happens if I get hurt and then that scholarship is gone? Then what? If I ain't got no money to pay my light bill or my phone bill, my mom damn sure ain't got no money to buy, pay for no $50,000 a year education.
But I got some players that graduated with a college degree and can't get a job. So a college degree don't guarantee you a job.
Exactly.
And they were 5-star athletes. They jersey sold like crazy. They were the talk of the town. And the university don't even let them on campus now. So it's just that, like I have a certain feeling towards the NCAA because I don't know who they are.
Right.
It's a hidden hand.
Do any of those kids get hurt?
No.
Like wreck their career, their NFL career or their NBA career?
No, they probably did some things that they should have did in the NFL. Right. But as far as like physically, no, they didn't. But as far as financially preparing themselves, if there would have been something like this in place to where they could have made money while they were, jerseys were selling like crazy. And then there's some kids that when they leave the university, they still can go back and sell their jersey. It doesn't have the school logo, but it's the same color scheme, same number. It's my jersey. Now I can make money off
of
it.
Good point. Right. Yeah. Look, I've had my issues occasionally with LeBron on the court, but off the court, he has revolutionized the way athletes do business and create impact socially and financially. It's, there's nothing like him. He has changed the athletic world.
Yes.
In good way, all good ways, all positive, forward-thinking, eye-opening ways. He's changed athletic life and for a lot of these kids.
Yes.
And I applaud him for getting behind this.
Definitely.
Gavin Newsom getting behind this, but it started with that guy on that show.
Skipper, you see the platform. You see he started Uninterrupted.
Yeah.
And you see Kevin Durant got Boardroom.
Right. Yep.
You see he started a production company. Steph Curry has a production company.
Right.
You see LeBron James, when he leaves the Cleveland and goes to Miami, he was the first big, well, not the first, Shaq left, but in the free agency as we know it now, the first guy says, you know what? I ain't got to be loyal to the soil. I'm going to move. This notion that, oh, you can't move. I mean, Larry never left. Magic never left. Michael would have never left. Bron said, bull jive. And once Bron broke free.
He broke free.
KD.
I want to go where I want to go. Not like Kawhi. Y'all not going to send me to a country and think I ain't going to win. Then I'm going to backslap y'all with this championship and shake, rattle, and roll on the way out.
Right.
He did.
So he's given, especially in basketball, because obviously football is unlike that, because you ain't nobody getting out.
It's coming, though.
We'll see what they do in the CBA in 2021.
Because I'm watching the move now. Like, the players say, I want to be here. They making a minor adjustment.
They trying. Mm-hmm. They trying. But see, basketball is different because it's a superstar-driven league.
Right.
The NFL is different. It's a team league. It's the uniform.
Right.
It's the star. It ain't no player in that uniform. Mm-hmm. Dak can be Dak all he wants.
He ain't bigger than that star.
He ain't bigger than the star, Skipper.
No.
No matter who comes in, he ain't bigger than that black and gold in Pittsburgh. And that's the difference.
Right.
But LeBron James has been unbelievable.
He has. And I also want to applaud his man, Maverick Carter,
because he's
a visionary.
Yes.
And we talked earlier about AB surrounding yourself with the wrong people.
Great people.
LeBron, all great. All studs in their own way.
Yes.
All forward thinkers, great thinkers. And LeBron got all the right advice from the people he trusted from home.
But LeBron empowered them.
Yes,
I say, here, figure out your lane, be great at it, and once you do, that's your job and your lane.
Exactly.
He didn't give them nothing.
Wow. He's like, hey, I trust you guys, but you're going to have to earn your keep.
Yes.
He gave them an opportunity.
Yeah.
And they Maverick went
says,
to work.
No. Maverick says, okay, Maverick, I'm over here.
Rich Paul, they went
Rich
to work.
Rich says, okay, I'm over here. Man. Randy says, okay, this is my lane.
Shh. Man, to me, Magic Johnson personified business outside of basketball.
Yes.
Yeah. LeBron James put business, intellect, thought, future, forward thinking, all of the above. He grabbed a baton from Magic Johnson and he running with it, and it's a beautiful thing.
The thing that he did is that he encompasses Jordan and Magic.
Yes, Lord. Because
Jordan was just the shoe. Magic was business.
Yes, sir.
LeBron says, I can do shoes, I can do business, and I can be Muhammad Ali and talk about social issues.
Talk about it.
He said, I can encapsulate it all.
Talk about it.
While still being great.
Come on now. You sound like you're preaching now, Shannon.
Man, just do it.
You finna make me put something in your pot. Hold on now.
What you got with your boy?
Hold on. You're preaching now, Skip. Take that. Take that drip, man. It matches your outfit. Put it on.
Please put it on.
Bang, look at him. Look at the dripper. Look at the dripper. Lord have mercy.
Every day. I'll steal some of Shannon.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Now, you know we got something.
We got the fire here.
You like it?
The dripper.
I mean,
look at the dripper.
I like it.
I'm dripping over here.
I can't even. Shannon.
What do we
got?
You
don't have to share to the world.
Uh-oh, you restocked now.
That L.A. Kush, because, you know, the Lakers going back to that thing, man.
We got the pounds over here.
Look at me, LBS.
Is this going to be a part of the Friday?
That's that drip, boy. You sure?
It just might.
I tell you, drip, this is ensemble, man.
They said it's bubblegum cookie, but it's
that Laker, man.
You better not chew on there too long.
Snoop, we do appreciate
boy, you
it.
Man, I love this show, man. This is one of my favorite shows to watch every morning. I love being a part of it. I don't mind getting up to be on it. Anytime y'all need me to come talk some sports talk, when my team is winning, losing, or if we're drawing, it don't matter. I'm here for you.
Well, a lot of times I need you to sit over there.
Snoop, thank
good
you.
Good looking.
Thank you
come
for the trip, Bayless. You just made his day.
Drip,
the best day in undisputed history.
Hey, he didn't drop a drip or drip a drop. This is Drip Bayless, baby. Yeah. Pay attention.
All right, Snoop, you're welcome anytime.
No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Monday for another week of Undisputed. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.